But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth." I had yielded to God for the uttermost parts of the earth in Los Angeles with Rod Sargent and others. We were having an outreach in what to us at that time was Jerusalem, the place right where we were, and also in Samaria, different parts of California. But I'd never even thought about Samaria. Samaria was the land of the enemies of the Jews. And not until God, through circumstances, invited me to go to Japan did I realize that Japan was my Samaria. And I struggled and fought and resisted. But it's rather difficult. I don't know if you have ever fought God, but it's quite difficult. And Jeremiah 23:24. I have no apologies. I didn't expect this. And I guess I'm in Mert's club. But let me try to finish here. Some people can talk and cry, but I can only do one at a time. Jeremiah 23:24 says, "Can any man hide himself in secret places, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth?" And it's really impossible to hide from this God. And perhaps in this conference, some of you have been trying to hide from him and struggle. Tremendous messages and presentations, but as I have heard testimonies by Mr. Hatch. But maybe you're still hiding. And we do many things to try to get away from God, the hound of heaven. But it's impossible. Well, anyway, God found me and beat me down and helped me to be a draftee in his army. Let me close with this thought. I have many impressions coming back to the States after having been gone so long. Some of them are not so, I probably shouldn't share them. But one I'd like to share is that I think Americans in general, and of course I don't know most of you, But I think they're dreaming. I think they have no sense of urgency. I think our materialism and all that goes with it, all the side effects, has us in a dream. And over in Psalm 90, can read read from 5 through 12 there to yourselves. That our years are, God willing, 70 years. And after that, they become rather strained. And then verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I thought that in my brief time here, I don't get across anything else, I would try to help you to number your days. And so on the blackboard, I don't think some of you can see it, but I've tried to condense 70 years into 24 hours. And I've started with 12 o'clock noon. And I think most everybody here is around, well, there are probably some I see that are under 35, but you'll have to figure it out. So I started with age 35. And if you're 35 years old here today, it's 12 o'clock in your life in a 24-hour period. If you're 36, it's about 12:20. And so forth. So these are the ages here and down here and probably nobody over there here in this conference. But I'm 50 years old, so it's 5 o'clock in the evening, time to go home from work. And be seeing my family. Spend a little time in the evening, maybe go out to, with friends for dinner, go to bed, and I'm in eternity. If you're 55 years old, it's 7 o'clock in the evening. If you're 60, it's 8:40. So you can get an idea of what time of day it is in your life to help you to number your days. There's a story in Japan, and I close with this, of a fellow who was a tree climbing expert. He went up into high trees and topped them or trimmed them. And he was standing one day watching a young fellow do this, and a friend was talking to him. And as the fella was trimming the branches off of this tall tree. He got lower and lower in the tree, and he got up about, as high as the gutter of the roof, not very high. And at that point, the tree expert, ki no bori no meijin in Japanese, tree climbing expert, cried out and said, kiotsukete, which means in Japanese, be careful. Well, his friend next to him on the ground said, why are you saying that? He's been way up in the upper branches, and now he's down at a level just a little over our heads, and you tell him to be careful. Why? And the tree climbing expert said, well, this is where people get careless, down toward just at the end of their climb. Now, just when they're ready to get on the ladder to come down to the ground. And I thought that this might be good for a conference like this, where there are middle-agers and people moving into the middle-age bracket. And in this great land of plenty, where we are asleep and dreaming. So in our climb down this tree of life, we're getting down toward the bottom, we need to be careful. And we need to do actually what Psalm 90 verse 12 says. We need to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I pray that for you as you are involved in business, in the professions, working hard, housewives, that somehow there would be a sense of urgency in your lives, and that God would, through His Word, through His Holy Spirit, do this for you, give this to you, this sense of urgency concerning life in this conference. Shall we pray? Lord, I thank you for this people. A few old friends from years ago. And many new friends. And as we see the harvest fields that are white, not only in Tokyo, in Japan, in Korea, in Okinawa, but in Fort Worth and Dallas, Oklahoma City, Stillwater, in Kansas, Louisiana, other parts, the fields are white unto harvest. There are men and women waiting for a word out of season from these people, from me. And we pray, Father, as it says in your word in Ephesians, that we might learn to redeem the time because the days are evil. Lord, help us to know that the days are evil. And help us to know that our days are short, and that we are, like Psalm 90 says, we are like grass that grows up and the sun comes out and it withers, or like a story that's told and soon forgotten, or like smoke that appears for a moment and then disappears. Lord, give us your urgency. And if there is anyone here who is running from you and your purposes in their lives, I pray that you would pursue them as the great hound of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.